Hi guys, welcome to chapter 10. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah here. And welcome to chapter 10, which is for marketing research for effective marketing. In this chapter, our learning objectives will focus on understanding the concept of marketing research. We will also try to learn about how the marketing, know about the marketing research used in travel and tourism. We will understand the various methods of marketing research used in travel and tourism. And lastly, know about the steps in conducting an effective marketing research. So basically, if you see, this chapter is focusing on marketing research. Marketing research is an organized information process which has to do with the gathering, processing, analyzing, storing, and dissemination of information to facilitate and improve decision making. You are clear about it that market research is organizing information, collecting, organizing them from the available information, which has to do with the gathering, processing, analysis, storage, and dissemination of information to facilitate and improve decision making. Most of the marketing decisions require answer. And what are we the answer we are looking for? We are looking at who, which, what, when, where, how, and why. So all these questions keep coming, for which we need answer. And that's the work of market research. Once again, the marketing decision require answers in the market research is about who, what, when, where, how, and why. All these are questions for which we have to search answer for marketing. We have a particular chart here. Different categories are defined here. Category for market analysis and forecasting. What it is used for, the market analysis and forecasting is used for or used in for marketing planning. And measurement and projection of market share, quantity and values by suitable categories of market segment and product types. So this is used for this type of a research. Outcome will be this category and will be used in for marketing. Like category for customer research, this was market analysis and forecasting for the future. Another category is customer research. And what this research will be used for in segmenting, branding, and positioning of a tourism product, tourism requirement. And we are searching for quantitative measurement of customer awareness, preferences, attitude, and purchasing pattern. This is what we will research, quantitative. And quantitative assessments of customer needs, perception and aspiration. So this whole categories of market research and their uses, we have understood two categories. At the moment, we have learned market analysis and customer research. Another category is product and price studies. Product and price studies that is used in for product formulation, formulating a product, presenting it, pricing it, and market assessment. All this, the product price studies would work for. and what subjects we pick up for research in this category of product and price studies. We measure and customer testing of existing and newer products and price sensitivity studies. So category is used for these type of measurement and customer testing of existing and new products. Another category of research is for the category of promotion and sales research. Promoting any product and sales, what will be this category used for? In efficiency and effectiveness of communication. What efficiency has to be adopting in communication? What effectiveness you expect the outcome to come? And what we research is the measurement of customer reaction to advertising. Any ad that is put in print electronic media, what is the response of customer as a promotion and sales research? You search this as a subject. Also, responses to sales promotion and sales force effectiveness. So you understand that we have subject of research, another two categories we just now looked into. And the third category is distribution research. All these are tourism research that we are talking. It is used for efficiency of distribution and network channel. Distribution, efficiency, how fast, how efficient the distribution research will work in network and channel, any information. And what is the subject of research in this category? The subject of research would be how much the distributors are aware of the product or distribution channel. Are they aware? And what is the awareness? What is the stocking and display of brochure? And effectiveness of merchandising, including retail audits and occupancy studies. The last in this chart is evaluation of and performance and monitoring studies. The second in this chart is the research category of evaluation and performances and monitoring studies. It is use overall control of marketing result and product quality control. This is a very important category because it measures. Research will be focused on measurement of customer satisfaction. If a product is launched, to what extent the customer has shown his or her satisfaction overall. And by product element, including measurement through marketing test and experiment and the use of mystery shoppers. Every industry put their mystery shopper, mystery caller, who ascertain work as a customer and try to get a feedback in evaluation and performance. So all these categories that we saw in different chart will come out with a marketing research in travel and tourism. Let's implement all that we learned in three different slides. What is the marketing research for travel and tourism? Continuous and ad hoc. Now, ad hoc refers for a specific need. You are doing a research only for a particular season. So that research is ad hoc, not a continuous. It was done for a specific season. What will be the trend in coming holiday Diwali season? What will be the trend in the summer month? What will be the trend in Christmas holiday? So that could be called as an ad hoc. But continuous research, continuous marketing research would be the whole year, whole season, the time period that product remain in the market. So that's continuous and ad hoc on a timely basis. Quantitative and qualitative, primary and secondary. We mostly do secondary research because lot of research are existing in the market as a primary research done by someone else. We do further research that is called a secondary research. And omnibus and syndicated, especially, and the occupancy studies. These are different studies, omnibus and syndicated, mostly done in specific well-developed countries' research work, which is very much focused. Okay. Types of information that could be research: customer characteristic, family or couple, group, age and income level, purpose for their trip, etc. So this identification of market segment-based research is done. What are the couple looking for? What destination is famous for honeymooner? What the live-in couples are searching for as a destination? What will be the family's requirement as a research? So that is a customer characteristic-based research, the information that could be researched. Second, that we look at, what attracted the customer to your business or to your competitor business? What is the attraction that customer come to you looking at what product that you are selling? Or how did your customer is gone to your competitor? What was that offered by him? Research on that. Also, advantages and disadvantages, what you have as your plus point or your strength, which your competitor doesn't have. That's why you gained the business, or you lost to the competitor because of your weakness, because of your product, that you have to research that, whichever is the outcome, that is the research that we do. And of course, how they heard about you. How did they hear about your product? This is a question that is asked many a time in frequently asked question or various surveys. Where did you hear about us? And they give you option: email, web, social media, word of mouth, different options, print media, electronic media. All that's given is to find out and do a research of marketing. How did you hear about our product? And what marketing is working for you at present? Where you go most? Are you going on Facebook more? Or you are going to Instagram more, that to get our information? This will be the market research in travel and tourism. Type of information could also be research for how well in advance the customer decided to visit you, focusing on the advertisement. Suppose the advertisement appear in the month of March and the customer walks into your outlet in August. So this ad did not appear in following month like April, May and June. So you could ask a question: how did you sit with the information or waited for what? How well in advance you would take a decision? How long? As we saw in the beginning itself, there are how, when, where, which, what. So all these interrogatory statements are coming up to get an answer. So how long the customer stayed and how much they spent? Did you stay there for 5 nights? How much you are spending? How much did you spend for buying your tourism product? How much you paid for airfare, the hotel? How do you categorize them? Whether you were happy or not, all these type of information that you would research. What were your expectation? Did it meet your expectation? The hotel that you stayed, was it happy? Because this will help you for future strategies to promote a particular product, a particular hotel, or a specific airline. Because on the basis of the feedback research, the customer satisfaction research that you would do, feedback that will give you, will be able to help you to promote. So market research on travel and tourism in type of information that can be researched. And what they think of experience. Were you happy? What made you more happy in visiting a destination? What were your need and expectation? Did it match that? Did you meet what you were expecting? Whether it exceeded or it was just met what you expected? Or areas to improve, what you suggest? What improvements can be advised to us or to the service provider or the product itself? What suggestions you make? What product features and marketing? What was the topmost attention that you got that made you absolutely happy about a specific product? These type of market research are done from the consumer to not only create a good impression, but to do further research in marketing. So if you hear that you heard about the product very late, just 2 days before you could make a decision, and luckily because you got it through internet, social media, or print media, you took a decision. A friend of yours informed you. So that will help to understand, and putting up a strategy in your marketing research report, you should come into marketing, be electric or electronic media or print media, very well in advance to tap that type of a segment. It continues. In this context, the marketing research means daily, weekly, monthly research on periodic basis. Whatever you decide. Daily for a product that is consumed on a daily basis. Like looking at availability of flight for a corporate business client who has passengers traveling to specific destination on a daily basis, say Mumbai to Delhi. They have every day 10 to 15 corporate travelers going from a specific corporate house to Delhi. So they will be doing a research and would be giving you answers on a daily basis. We need our corporate employees, 15 of them go every day for some work or the other on domestic flights. So for them and for to get an out feedback, you will do a daily and likewise weekly, monthly, yearly, periodically, and so on. And data and revenue, market share, booking, type of partner, customer satisfaction level are the typical example of continuous marketing. Research measures in travel and tourism. So this keep happening on a very much on a continuous basis. You cannot stop. You cannot stop researching on typical example of customer satisfaction. You cannot say, are you satisfied? How much you traveled 5 times? You were happy with our product this time or last time or third time or second time? So continuous research helps you in taking a decision in your market research output. Ad hoc, specific time period, specific requirement you come up with ad hoc research is to solve specific problem. Suddenly you notice that your product is stopped moving the way it was moving in the month of Jan and Feb. Put up a research and find out why in the month of March the expectation or the product did not sell in the month following Jan and Feb and March. We saw extreme rise. An ad hoc research work would be done to find out the drop in sale or less customer demand in specific field in the following month. So that is ad hoc. To solve a relevant particular problem of a situation, like for example, airline noticing drop in the number of passengers they could take for any airline. Why did it happen? Say we pick up an example of Malaysian Airlines. After 2 aircraft mishap, one being gunned down by a terrorist group in Ukraine and Russia, and one of their staff disappearing, suddenly the demand for Malaysian airline product, which means airline seats, dropped drastically. So they put up a research work, and the outcome was, yes, people lost faith because they thought this airline is being targeted, their safety standards are not good, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so that was an ad hoc report we can talk of. And continuous are always ongoing for any market research, because the success depends on continuous evaluation on different stages of research, especially the time frame. So would the Indian style, instead of full service breakfast, will keep customers satisfied? And this is an area where the emergence of low-cost airline or no-frill airline came up. The airline, when they were doing a research work, they noticed what the customer want. They are not happy or they don't want meal. At odd hours, for example, if you are airborne or you are taking a flight at 2 a.m. in the wee hours, you don't expect, if you are not served with anything to eat, you are okay with it. Because at home, at 2 o'clock, after we have slept or you are moving, even if it's 2 o'clock, you will not eat. So you were happy. So that type of a research ongoing came and brought into low-cost carrier. Customer wanted reach from point A to point B. Give us a good fare. We don't want other auxiliary services like meal, flight entertainment, additional alcoholic drink, headphone, hearing services. We don't want. We want fare to be dropped. And that was an outcome, as I said, emergence of low-cost carrier for long-haul and short-haul flight both. Especially low-cost carriers are prevailing in mostly short-haul flights within 2-3 to 4 hours of one journey. Because one of the reason why full-service airline charge you fare also, because their crew take a transit after flying 7 hours. They cannot come back on the same flight servicing. That's why low-cost carriers bring their passengers back, crew back, within a short span of 3 hours so that they don't put a service more than 6 to 7 hours, including the turnaround time. Just an example how the research work is carried out. I picked up an example to understand the emergence of low-cost carrier on the basis of research, what the customer wanted. They did not care for no meal served to them at 2 o'clock in the morning. They did not care for a cup of coffee because they boarded the aircraft with a cup of coffee with all refreshment taken. But they were quite happy the fare was dropped and fare was just less than $40 or $50 what they were paying. It costs money. It's a benefit. If you have a family of five, you are saving anything from $200 to $300. So that is the outcome of a good research. Quantitative and quantitative is technique often used to give some basic indication of motivation. In the research, what we find on the quantitative research, in what we do, these methods can be statistically representative of the marketplace with appropriate sample size and sampling method used. It includes, so mails are sent, email surveys are put, online surveys are done, telephone surveys are done to get a quantitative response. We pick up a sample survey of 50 people. 25 reported this, so 50% responded like A, like B and C, quantitative technique. So here, quantitative technique is further discussed in this chart through the method called email or mail survey. You send email and ask opinion. You put up questionnaire, mail or email to target group, specific target group that you want to address. So for example, low-cost route to be operated from Mumbai to Goa, you cannot put that survey only to the group that flies Mumbai to Goa, and you will not put up that email survey to passengers flying to Mumbai, Ahmedabad, because that's a method that they would use by email or email service, specifically to the database or the contact developed. I gave example, of passengers going Mumbai to Goa because the research is Mumbai to Goa. What is the advantage of this? You can cover up a large geographical area at a reasonable cost and at a very low cost through email. And of course, they put some attraction that if you join this survey, you have a possibility of gaining a prize. So that's a bait they put in putting up the survey and getting a response for that. Larger number of respondents can be contacted as compared to other methods. So you can send email to 50 or 100 from an available data for whom you would like to do a survey. Anonymity allows candid input. So you would assure the respondent that your name would not be announced. So you can put a candid response. You can say what you like to say, which possibly you may not share if your name, because many of such surveys, if people respond, they would like to remain anonymous. Even the journalists refer this, the sources, what they say in Hindi, sutron ke zariye hame pata chala hai, where anonymity is maintained. Okay? Anonymous caller has informed this. We have learned this from our own sources. Nobody challenges this. What are your sources proof? Right? So that is larger number of people can be responded in quantitative techniques. What are the disadvantages of this quantitative technique? With low response, you have sent an email, you don't expect that it would be responded. Cost of getting the information increases. So it's in many countries of the world. To get a data is quite difficult. We just work on the basis of guesstimate, what they say, not estimate. Guesstimate, we guess, okay, we have sent to 50 people, 10 have only replied, but out of those 10, 8 have said yes and 2 have said no. So the survey that we picked up, if out of 10, 8 would have said yes, so out of 50, another 40, another 32 people would have said yes. So out of 50, 40 would say yes. And remaining 2 into 5, 10 would have said no. This is how quantitative research goes. A lot of guesswork is done. That's a disadvantage. Appropriate mailing lists may not be available. And this is a common problem in getting our data. We do have this shortfall of proper email. People do create a lot of email. They forget their password. And that's it. They don't open it up also. So responses would be too little or nothing. No control over responses. I told you, many people will not answer. Nothing can be done. You can't tell them if you don't answer, I will do this and that, you will be sued. Nothing. You respond or you don't. To put a bait, sometimes you put your name would go in a draw and you would possibly win X, Y, or Z. And of course, low response rate is there being observed. Student, you are listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. We are talking about the quantitative techniques, another method, online survey that has been picked up. And here we will pick up on description, extension of above method based on easy to use software where you just create like SurveyMonkey. You prepare and send a survey, which is called SurveyMonkey. Questions are sent around, collect, analyze, approach, and then target customer group on the basis of the complete surveys designed as per the needs, what you want. Survey results are gathered and analyzed automatically because the software suggests on the basis of the response and where the response would sit. This is done by the software itself. The advantages are allow respondents to take their own time to complete the survey. Sometimes the survey would be answered in a day, sometimes maybe a week. No use of paper, of course. It's a monkey survey. So you just say, so it's environmentally free, friendly. It's an ability to track respondent who responded this. If you need to talk further, you can do still. definitely you have to assure them that there is no legal implementation or inclination to their survey. Online surveys tool can administer a skip logic technique easier than a paper-based. So this is advantages. Disadvantage, people raise ethical concern, and such surveys can be seen as inclusive, right? And internet facility may not be available to all the respondents. This is the scenario for our rural societies. And technical problems may occur. That survey may not be responded. We have another method called telephone survey where we call people and calling to a select sample, existing customer or any other group of people calling by telephone. I'm XYZ calling for them. We are doing a survey. I would take 2 minutes of yours. Please answer this question. We assure you that this will be used for our research work only. It's no other use of this survey than purely a research work. Assurance to be given. Data can be obtained quickly because it's a phone call, one calling another. Immediately you would hear and learn. It is possible to get up to date because it is called to the end user directly. So data could be update and accurate and good response rate because you are personally called. So definitely people do answer. Interview needs to be short. People don't have time. So if you say, I'm calling you for a specific survey, you may possibly get an answer. Sorry, I'm busy. Call me after an hour. And then they will block you. Yes, this is what has been observed in telephone interviews, telephone surveys. Rapport with the respondent is difficult. Rapport is difficult because not everybody feels comfortable to talk to someone else. I'm busy. Why did you call me? I have nothing to do with this survey. I'm not a party to this. Sorry, I can't reply you. I'm very busy and so on. So to develop a rapport is difficult to get a response. And expensive and may involve complex analysis. So it's expensive because you have to dedicate a staff to do this research and call up. So you have to pay for the services of the staff hired, including the time invested, including the money invested in getting up that update. So all this is advantages and disadvantages. We go another method called in-house customer survey, where you have a set of customers who are dealing with it, and you say on-site questionnaire, front desk interviews, which is a description of this quantitative method of quantitative technique survey. What response and advantage of this? Fresh opinion can be obtained. Something not said in 2019, but in 2022 for post-COVID, what travel-related information that would be made available, an up-to-date element. Customer can be contacted easily or are ready, accessible at lesser cost. This is a positive. Customer can be contacted easily. Why? Because it's in-house, they keep coming to you. You are just talking to them while they are within you or you are doing their survey. What is the disadvantage? May not represent the population fully. Yes, they may not be a respective person, a responsible population of expected result from them. Somebody who doesn't have a passport, you are asking questions about travel. Somebody who doesn't know a destination. How was your experience in Thailand? The guy has never traveled in his life. So wrong person approach. As a result, it doesn't represent what expectations are there from your research work. And need to be kept short and easy to complete. This is a disadvantage. Okay? Thank you very much for listening to me. You have a wonderful day ahead. Thank you.